With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife have been returned to a New York detention center following their arraignment on narco-terrorism, conspiracy, and weapons charges. Not surprisingly, Maduro pled not guilty. Also not surprisingly, many congressional Democrats are condemning the capture of Maduro, while most Republicans are saying well done. And speaking of Republicans, President Trump will huddle with some of them later today.
The president will address the House GOP retreat this morning, which is being held at the Kennedy Center in Washington. Lawmakers will be discussing their legislative goals during the all-day retreat and strategizing how to keep their House majority in the midterm elections.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Health and Human Services out with revised guidelines for childhood vaccinations. Hepatitis and meningitis, RSV, and flu shots are no longer being recommended for every child. HHS Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill says a number of vaccinations has been on the rise for years.
They've gone from 23 doses for seven diseases in 1980 to more than 80 doses for 18 diseases now. That's a huge number of vaccines. Many parents are concerned that they're injecting their young, innocent children with a lot of medicines. They're not sure about the risks and benefits of all these.
O'Neill with the Salem, speaking with the Salem Radio Network. After announcing that he's dropping his reelection bid and delivering a diatribe against President Trump, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz turned on his heels and walked away, taking no questions from reporters. Walz's political career derailed by the massive Somali welfare scandal in Minnesota, uncovered by a single man, a citizen journalist armed with a phone. Following yesterday's gains, Wall Street may pull back a bit today. The Dow futures are down 70 points. This is SRN News. Two more hospitals get out of the transgender business.
Under threat of an investigation by the Trump administration, both Children's Hospital Colorado and Denver Health have announced that they will no longer give children puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Neither facility had been performing sex change operations. With President Trump vowing to prevent taxpayers from footing the bill for life-changing surgeries on kids, a growing number of hospitals are quitting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturn laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one playing out at both the state and federal levels. More than two dozen states have enacted laws designed to keep males off female teams, and a number of these statutes have been challenged in court. This is SRN News. Nearly three dozen residents of Michigan nursing homes have died of suspected neglect or abuse in the past 4 years.
That's according to a Bridge, Michigan review of state and federal records and court documents. Bridge's investigation documented nearly 6,000 cases of abuse, neglect, exploitation, or quality of life and care violations among the more than 15,000 total citations for violations ranging from incomplete paperwork to poor care. In all, homes have been fined $21.5 million over the past 3 years and have been denied a total of 6,450 days of Medicaid reimbursements. Keith Peters, Washington.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar reportedly mulling a run for governor of Minnesota now that incumbent governor Democrat Tim Walz is dropping his reelection bid. Roughly a dozen Republicans are already in the race. More details at SRNNews.com.